Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Business on the Edge, our extended show right here on Blog Talk Radio. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's Power Up Blog Talk Radio show. We appreciate your listenership always, always, always. It's that jam and music fade out right there. I am streaming live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world. I am Margaret Jackson, small business radio personality for AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, the Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show. We have a new time starting today. I'm really excited about that. Our new time is today, 2 p.m., 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Feel free to drop in and listen in today and anytime after that. Love to have you check out the show and call in at some time. Call in, get your questions and comments on the air with me. We stream live, broadcast locally, and of course, satellite all over the planet. If you want to dial into today's show, Blog Talk Radio, you can dial in at 516-531-9868. That is 516-531-9868. Of course, you can always connect with me directly at On The Edge at businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC30, Small Business Concierge. Go check out our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. A lot of great stuff out there to get you, your small business, your brand, your name around the planet, around the world, on our digital, in our digital catalog, in our magazine, as well as Small Business Concierge magazine. We've got two more publications before the end of the year. So check it out, get involved, get your products and services out there. Your voice matters. Your products and services matter. All right, I'm talking today about quit or not to quit. That is the question. Are there times that you feel like, you know what, I just want to quit. I'm just so tired of this, all of the drama. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I like talking about hot topics. I like talking about things that, you know, we don't normally talk about. We're thinking about, but we don't talk about. And so I want to talk about those moments when you just want to pull your hair out, and maybe you're on the job and you're like, I just have had it. I should quit. And then you start thinking about, you know, making rent, you know, making sure that you're able to take care of your responsibilities and obligations. And sometimes it's not even that. It's other things that may keep you in a workplace situation that you're ready to exit. But that's not only the place that we can think about quitting, right? We think about quitting as entrepreneurs, small business owners. When I work with small businesses, I work a lot with SBDC, Small Business Development Center. If you're not familiar with SBDC, SBDC is a Small Business Development Center program that is provided by the Small Business Administration, which is the federal body that oversees this program and has hosts of the program and allowing us to get those products and services to aspiring small businesses, existing small businesses, startup small businesses. Wherever you're at, there's a place for you. And here, of course, in the United States, it is at no cost to you. They're free services. So I work with SBDC, and when I get a new client, especially what we call a pre-venture, you're not in business, you're thinking about being in business, and maybe you've been doing what I call bootleg business or hobbyist, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what, maybe I'll make this thing legitimate and do something more. Maybe I'll provide, you know, really this as the service that I need to provide it as on a regular basis, not just maybe I can make this a career. I try to provide in that initial session with my agenda the seriousness of business development. It's not just doing, maybe you love baking cookies, for example. I use the cookie scenario a lot because my husband has a former employee whose wife makes probably the best chocolate chunk cookies on the planet I've ever tasted. When I got my master's degree earlier this year, I've been working on it for the last couple of years, hard, graduated at the top of my class, straight A's, you get the gist. So I wanted to reward myself with her cookies. So I had her make me some cookies, bait her for the cookies, a couple of dozen chocolate chunk cookies from the East Coast. So that's a product that she could definitely get out there. But there's more to business. There's more to the whole experience. All this back end stuff that you have to do, all of these different hats, you don't just get to focus on what you love to do. You have to focus on the accounting, the bookkeeping, the operations, developing process flows and developing a business plan and a business canvas model. I was looking at Etsy's business canvas model this morning. Fascinating. Fascinating. Etsy started out the gate first year, $74 or $76 million in revenue. They had some backers. They had 8 rounds of funding. Fascinating, fascinating story. Maybe I'll do a story about Etsy and these types of multi-marketplace vendors, if you will. But in any case, sometimes you want to quit. And if you don't do the work, the initial work that it requires, it just makes the process, the experience a little bit more difficult. Is there a time to quit? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Should you quit every time the going gets tough? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You really have to weigh out every situation, whether you're an employee, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're working on a project that has nothing to do with entrepreneurship or employment. Maybe it has something to do with your personal world. Maybe your home. Maybe you're working on something and it's not coming together and it's frustrating and it's draining finances out of the home. You have to think about and consider to quit or not to quit. Did you gain something out of that? Did you try to, in business, did you try to create a deal that didn't pan out? I just did this. As a radio show personality and a business owner, we go through the same challenges and I have to weigh out everything. And I have to talk to my team and say, hey, this didn't work out. We tried this and it didn't work out. Did we learn some things out of it? Absolutely. Did it cost us something, time and finances? Absolutely. And so you're trying to figure out how you're going to get your finances back or your money back. And so there's times to quit, but there's times to fight and to press on. In our situation with a significant disappointment, but it's not the end all to be all. Would I quit doing what I'm doing? No. We're pressing on and we have some – and actually what came out of it was – guess what? We're going to start, you know, allowing our clients, our customers to pay with cryptocurrency, something that I thought we would probably do at some point, but we've now set up cryptocurrency accounts with the business, for the business, and we're going to start accepting cryptocurrency. So watch for that. And so instead of quitting, we have a new way of creating, allowing our customers to do business with us. But I have the story where I had to close a business years ago, my first business. I had to close it. It pushed me into a place of having to quit. The downturn of the economy, the housing market, when that just fell apart, I had a production company and I had to close it down. And we had nothing to do with the housing market, but the impact of it was a chain reaction that impacted the world. Many companies went out of business as a result of that. And I held on, and honestly, I held on too long. I was trying to make sure that my employees kept getting a paycheck, kept eating. And it, as a result, instead of closing sooner, I should have closed sooner and saved myself a lot of additional debt, my first business. I carried my employees to make sure that they were eating. I kept the business open and probably carried my employees the wrong way. We worked together. One of our employees actually invested so we could make payroll. That's the employee carrying us on their backs, because everything just kind of fell apart with not being able to get clients because everything had changed. But I should have closed the door sooner. So make sure that you quit or close. And quitting is not a bad word. It is sometimes it is the smart thing to do, to quit. So I don't want to look at quitting as a failure, you didn't achieve what you wanted to achieve. Sometimes it is the smartest thing that you can do is to quit. And if you're tussling between quitting and not quitting, really look at your situation and assess it. Does it make sense? You're not a failure. You're not a failure. You can start again. You can reskill or retool or whatever you need to do and start again. But what I would recommend is don't keep throwing good money after bad money. If you're an employee, I have a very tough story in my own life. A few years back, I agreed to take on a role because I wrote the Small Business Development Center grant response, and the organization won. They asked me to come in and be the director. I was like, great. There were some things I wanted to get on my resume, and they were an opportunity for me to do that. And that relationship went south. And I learned that the people that I was working with were unethical. And we were not going to see eye to eye on some things. We just were not going to get there. It was just not going to get there. And so I can remember someone saying, hey, they're trying to get you to quit. And I refused to quit. My husband is like, you don't have to take this. Quit. I was like, I'm not quitting. Right, I did my Hulk thing. Now it's She-Hulk, right? You know, I'm like, I'm not going to quit, because I knew what that chain reaction would look like for our small businesses. And eventually we got to the point where we had to part ways, but we parted ways with me being paid all the way out the door. So great. So there's a time and there's a season for everything. And if you're not sure, hey, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I'd be glad to provide feedback, or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. Go check out our website. We got to get out of here, smallbusinessconcierge.biz or businessontheedge.biz. But remember, quitting is not failing. It is another part of the process of whatever you're doing, whether you're an employee, whether you're an entrepreneur, or you're working on some project at home. Remember, you are always learning. Grab what you can out of the situation and go to your next chapter. It is okay. It's a part of life. You be good to someone out there. Tomorrow I'll be back with our next Power Up. But you have a great and wonderful day.